You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. If you do a quick search on the internet on pit bull dogs and attacks, it will reveal some pretty horrendous stories in Michigan. Last year, a 63-year-old jogger was attacked when the owner lost control of what he described, or what was described, as a brown pit bull. A 71-year-old woman in southwest Detroit was attacked and killed by her own pit bull dog this summer. Then a 4-year-old was attacked and killed by pit bulls, and the owner was convicted of manslaughter. And a pack of 11 pit bulls critically injured a man in Detroit. But it's argued that American pit bull terriers are actually one of the least aggressive dog breeds, and it's how the dogs are treated that determine how they behave. Joining me now is Christina Millman-Rinaldi. She works with Detroit Dog Rescue. You've been working with pit bulls. You save pit bulls and many other breeds. There's a big concern about these dogs. What's your advice to people as far as owning one or dealing with one?
Pit bulls, we deal with them primarily at Detroit Dog Rescue. 80% of what we take in are pit bull or pit bull mixes, American bulldog mixes, English bulldog mixes, things like that of the bully breed.
Yeah, it's kind of a catch-all term.
Yeah, exactly. That's what pit bull means. It's kind of that bully breed term. It's more of a slang term. We find them to be some of the greatest dogs that we've ever worked with. And we stand by the fact that it's, you know, how you raise the dog, how the dog is treated, that reflects that. You know, you will hear about pit bull attacks in the media, definitely. It's a sensational story. People tend to tune into it, and it brings in the ratings. But you never hear about the attacks of other breeds.
Well, as I was doing this research, I saw German Shepherds and Dobermans were also.
Right. You don't hear
as much about them.
Right, exactly. So it's the sensational story that people love. But, you know, any dog can attack. And it's really in the way that you train it, the way that you treat it. We're very proactive with positive reinforcement at Detroit Dog Rescue. So I firmly stand behind the fact it's how you treat the dog.
I want to talk more about positive reinforcement training because I'm not sure what that is. I want you to describe it. But before we get there, a lot of communities have passed or debated pit bull bans. What would you say to a city council thinking about that?
It's really outdated. In the 70s, you had the Dobermans were dangerous. And in the 80s, you had the German Shepherds were dangerous. And then the pit bull became victim to kind of the slander of being a dangerous breed. And it's a very outdated misconception, these pit bull bans. And now that we're looking more and focusing on how dogs are raised and the real true temperament of pit bulls, it's nonsense. You know, you go to any suburban, rural, urban town and you're seeing pit bulls on leashes with families and being walked and joining, you know, family function. We just had a 5K at Detroit Dog Rescue and had over 100 pit bulls in the same room, walking the same path, and they all did great. They're great family dogs.
So tell me about this positive reinforcement training. What is that? How does that work?
Positive reinforcement, we don't use choke collars. We don't use choke chains on these dogs. There's a lot of trainers who feel that you really need to be the boss of your dog, that you need to be the alpha model for these dogs and be very aggressive with your manner. We don't believe that. We believe in positive reinforcement, the same way where, you know, maybe you reward your son or daughter when they bring home good grades with positive reinforcement. It's the same thing. A dog does a activity that we want them to. We reward them positively, whether that's with a dog treat or positive language or a touch. And this training has worked wonders in our facility. We've been doing it since we opened our facility, and we see the best results, especially with the bully breeds.
We just brought a dog into our house at my home about 7 months ago. And one of the things I was reading as I was thinking about how I'm going to raise this dog is a treat as good as just good boy. Who's a good boy, you know?
It can start to be. You know, the language can start to replace the treat. You know, when I first got my dog and I needed him to go potty outside, I'd go outside with him and, you know, go potty and give him a treat after he's done the deed. And he knew, like, okay, if I go on this side of the lawn, I'm going to get a treat. There's treats over here. But as he came to respect me and I came to respect him and we grew together, going outside with him and him just knowing that I'm proud of him and saying, good boy, Smokey, that's a good dog. It works wonders and he's a good boy now.
I'm told you've been working with Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan to upgrade the obsolete animal service codes there. What's obsolete about them and what are you suggesting?
Mayor Duggan and I met about a year ago when Detroit Animal Control was under a old director. They were in a different building and their codes were it's rough. It's rough to go in there. It's sad. All of the codes were not up to date. It was just an obsolete building, and these animals weren't getting the care that they needed. They weren't getting any enrichment. They weren't thriving, and they were being euthanized fairly quickly. thanks to our talks and so many people working together, including the director of the health department, there's a new director at Animal Control now, Melissa Miller. She's great. She has a whole team in there doing enrichment for these animals and transferring them to shelters, including Detroit Dog Rescue. We've taken about 100 pit bulls in the last year and rehomed them. And recently, Michigan Humane Society donated their old building, gave them a generous gift, and all of the dogs were transferred over in the beginning of October. I've been there recently. The dogs and the cats are thriving. Everybody's doing well. A lot of dogs are finding homes. They're working with multiple rescues to do spay and neuter programs. Just a lot of great stuff on the horizon. So we're very, very proud to be a part of that. Detroit Dog Rescue was kind of the catalyst that sparked that. We are the no-kill rescue in the city of Detroit and pushing to really be that no-kill city. You know, euthanasia rates were very extravagant. They have come down in the last year, and we're very proud of that.
You know, Detroit, during the bankruptcy, there were some outrageous stories about tens of thousands of dogs roaming the streets, which, by everything we could verify, was just way off base. But there are a fair number of dogs running the streets. Is that getting better?
I think almost in every interview I sit down to do, people ask me, like, they want me to put a number on it. How many dogs are really out there? I know.
Yeah, I'd take a survey.
Like, seriously, 5 years ago, people were saying 50,000. Then there was, like, another survey that said 3,000. I won't put a number on it. All I can say is that there are absolutely too many dogs. Every day, Animal Control is getting about 26 animals in every single day. That doesn't count what the rescue groups are picking up. That doesn't count what Detroit Dog Rescue keeps on stray hold for the city. So there is an astronomical number of stray, neglected, abused animals in Detroit. And animal welfare services are more than needed. I know Animal Control is working hard to expand their services and expand their hours and, you know, working with nonprofits to fix this problem.
You're talking about rehoming dogs. If you're taking in abused dogs, how difficult is it to take a dog that's been abused and train it to the point where it wouldn't be a problem for a family?
It takes a lot of resources. We're very lucky that we have a lot of fosters that dedicate their time and talent and treasures and will take a dog into the home that's been abused and maybe fearful of humans. But it's amazing what a little food and a little love and sometimes some hot dog treats can do. So, you know, we have a fair amount of fosters, including myself, that will really take these dogs in and rehabilitate them. And when we get to see them go from, a crouching dog in a corner that may have came from a drug raid to a member of the family, it's a great feeling. But it can take a long time. Sometimes it can take 3 months, and we've rehabilitated dogs that took up to 2 years. But it's a great feeling to see these dogs in homes instead of euthanized, because with positive reinforcement, they can thrive. And, you know, the pit bulls are the ones that we see sometimes that have the fastest results. I mean, these dogs want to be loved. They are some of the most loving dogs. They're great with children. They used to be known as the nanny dogs. So when I see things in the media, another pit bull attack, a lot of times it is for sensationalism. Now, of course, I have to keep public safety in mind. I work in Detroit, which is a very populated area. You know, I'm not ignorant. And there are a few dogs of all different breeds that can't be rehabilitated, and we have to take those on a case-by-case basis. But for the most part, when I see these pit bulls, they are one of the most loving breeds that I've ever come across.
That's Christina Millman Rinaldi. She is with Detroit Dog Rescue. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you. If anyone wants to adopt, volunteer, donate, they can go to DetroitDogRescue.com. All of our information is up there.